Hey, good morning, everyone. Today I would like to talk about how to improve your fitness, whether you're obese or you're fit or you're skinny. Just ways to improve it the easiest way possible. So I know starting your fitness journey in your head, it's not easy or it's even hard. So you keep delaying that. So I'm going to do it next week. I'm going to do it the week after. So on. The new year. And so on. Every one of us, every December before the new year, I'm going to become someone better just when January starts. Just a question. What's the difference between December and January? It's just numbers. You're the same person. So if you're lazy today, you'll be lazy tomorrow. It's okay to set dates for your goals, but it shouldn't hold you back. So you shouldn't hold back starting your fitness career, journey, we can call it, until the beginning of the new year. That's just to talk in general about that. Now let's get into some details. So if you want steps, I like to make everything as steps. It will make it easier for me to track whether I did it or not, or we can say bullet points. Let's start with how to improve our fitness or our health. Easy steps in an easy way. Step number one, you can say cut junk food. This is one. And by junk food, I mean burgers, restaurants, biryani. Junk food is not fast food only. Junk food is fast food and most of the restaurants food, because you know they add huge amounts of salts and oils in it, so it's it will make you full with less portions, and it will make you come back. It will make you an addict to their food. Why do we go back to McDonald's, even that, though every time we go there we have pain in our stomach? Or maybe it's only me, because I'm not used to that oily stuff. So yeah, in general, you have to cut all junk food. And it's not that hard, by the way. And it's not expensive. So you have to keep that in mind. It's not hard to quit it, and it's not expensive. Because the image that we have that healthy food is expensive. And no, it's not. Healthy food is just normal food, but without adding different kinds of junk food to it. So for example, not an example, I just want to say healthy food is not organic food. Okay, organic is a bit expensive, and some people think it's, if I can't get organic, that means I'm not eating healthy. No, mate, you can start with normal food. Just don't add processed meat to it. Don't add oils, bad oils, and don't add too much of salt or pepper or whatever. So yeah, cut junk food. It's not expensive, and in the beginning it will be a bit difficult, because anything in the beginning is difficult. If you want to, let's say, start a new job, even if it was the easiest job in the world, but in the first few days you will feel weird and it's awkward. I want to go home. So, but then you will get used to it and it will be fun, and maybe you will enjoy it. So, I hate to keep saying so, but that's how it connects. That's for quitting junk food. Second thing is quit hidden calories, easy hidden calories. By that, what do I mean by easy hidden calories? I mean the things that you can eat and it will not make you full, but it contains a dense amount of calories. What do I mean by this? I mean sugar, processed sugar. One tablespoon is, I think 1 teaspoon is 16 calories. Sodas, you have to quit sodas. I wanted to make it at a separate point, but yeah, it can be under this point. Quit sodas. And I mean Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Coke. Like if you craved so hard, I want a soda or a Coke. Okay, go for the Diet Coke. Not cocaine. No, Coca-Cola, I mean. You can go for that. The Diet Coke. But like once a week, once a month, not a regular thing. I heard recently that Donald Trump, he takes 12 cans of Diet Coke every day. Look at him. I'm not saying it's the only the Diet Coke, but that's a really bad diet. So don't put diet in that or Coca-Cola Zero. And there are like the substance in it could harm you in a different way. You can look that up, actually. I'm not going into details. Because let's face it, I don't know the substance names and that. I know the subject in general, but I don't know how to explain it in English. Anyway, yeah, so quit all sodas. So we did this nutrition three parts. Now, for the fourth one, have protein in all of your meals. The thing about protein, it will make you full. This is number one. Two, it will consume calories to digest it. So if you're eating, for example, 100 calories, you will consume or burn some of these calories, digesting the protein. So it will make you full and it will burn its own calories to digest it. Also, yani, and always build your meals around it. That's another thing. What else? Yeah, sorry, I had to look. No, I didn't look at anything. I'm driving. I just yawned. Okay, so don't eat too much carb. So the thing about carbs, people think it's the devil, but it's not actually. But it's easy to consume huge amounts of it. That's the problem with carbs. And what do I mean by carbs? Should I explain what's protein and what's carb? Carbs? Okay, I will in a quick way. Protein is like fish, eggs, meat, lentils, yeah, that kind of stuff. Lentils has double the amount of protein as carbs, so be careful of that. Beans, it contains protein and carbs and a huge amount of fiber. That's good also. Yeah, and carbs is like potatoes, fruits, also lentils and all of that stuff. So yeah, that's protein, that's carb. And then we have the fats. I will get to that in the next point. So yeah, don't consume a lot of it, because it's easy to consume a lot of carbs without noticing. It's the side thing. So you're having a steak, you have a side mashed potatoes with it. You have side with your burger, you have side French fries. So it's easy to consume a big amount of it. And even when you go to a restaurant, they would put bread on the table before serving you anything. So it's like, eat this, be full of this. And it will not make you full, but you will eat it and will not notice it. And it's like probably 200 calories on its own, just before the meal. The next point is, fats are not the bad, also are not the devil, but they also, it's easy to consume them without noticing. So you have to to add fats to your diet. Why is that? Because fats will make you full. So if you mix anything with fats, it will make you fuller with a less portion. But the thing with fats, it's high calories on its own. So we have to get the good fats and not a huge amount of it. So my mom always say, Ibrahim, I always add olive oil in my food. It's good, it's healthy. She always call the food I eat when I'm on a diet, like a strict diet. When I'm really on a strict diet, because I have something to do, I have a competition, I have some goals that I need to get to before something. She says, like, your food is like hospital foods, man. But she doesn't say man. and she says, my food is healthy, but I add, it's olive oil, it's healthy. So I'm not against olive oil. Send me a voice note, which one is the right one. So olive oil is okay, but you know that one spoon of olive oil contains 13 grams of fat? That's multiplied by 8, that's like, 106, I think. Oh shit, I'm good at math. No, I don't know. I'm not Chinese. don't hate me because of my jokes. It's not funny. Don't say that. It's dense in calories. So when my mom says I added olive oil in it, she did not add a spoon. You know Palestinian food and how it is. She added a whole cup of that, or a whole, I don't know, a lot of it. Because the chicken or whatever is swimming in that olive oil. It's easy to have a lot, huge amount of it without feeling. And restaurants, they do that. They fry everything with a lot of processed oil and, palm tree oils. That's the worst one. Anything with palm tree oil, palm oil, I think. It's not palm tree. Palm oil, don't even consider buying it. It's processed shit, man. Don't buy it. Coconut oil, there are like two sides of it. Some people say it's not good. Some people say it's good. Anyway, just don't consume huge amounts of it. It's okay to have half a spoon on your food now and then. For olive oil, I like to add it to my egg, to be honest. But never also leave it too long on the fire, because if you did, it might cause it will turn it to a bad oils. You can have that. We said have protein, carbs, and fats moderate amounts to your meal, so be full with the good nutrition. Add fiber to it. Add vegetables, paper. Don't add vegetable. Don't count your. We didn't talk about counting calories yet. Next one, counting calories. I know when you heard the word count, you were like, no, I'm not that nerd. I don't wanna count calories. That's annoying. But believe me, it works like magic. The thing about math, it's magic. It's not magic. I mean, it's true. There, math doesn't lie, especially the simple one. 1 + 1 = 2. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not Chinese. Again, I did it. 1 + 1 = 2. So, with our bodies, it's the same. If you eat this certain amount of calories and you burn the same amount, your weight will be the same. If you have more calories, less than the one you burn, you will gain weight, and vice versa. If you count your calories, it will work as magic, first of all. Second of all, I'm not saying count them forever when you don't have a competition or a goal to reach to. So, but it will give you an indication, a sense of how to calculate your calories. What do I mean by that? You know, today you measure that 100 grams of chicken equals 30 grams of protein, right? When you put that in the scale, first day, second day, third day, fourth day, you will have a sense of how much is 100 grams. So now you know. In the future, when you stop counting, you will know what's 100. So you'll just take it as a portion. You will give and take, for example, 20 grams or something. That's fine. That's fine when you're not when you don't have a goal, a specific goal you want to reach to, or you don't have a competition, or it's just a lifestyle. So yeah, that's good. But of course, and it will make a difference. So don't tell me you're not losing weight and you're eating healthy, blah, 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 and you're not counting, because maybe you're eating too much of healthy food. It will be the same. And some of you will ask now, Brahim, so why? What if I eat junk food, but less calories than the one I burn? So like that, I will lose weight. Yes, you will lose weight. But for example, if you have Bugatti car and you put diesel in it, what will happen? It will, maybe it will run, but it will fuck up the engine. Oh, sorry, what the word? It will ruin the engine. We are family-friendly podcast. So stop covering your kids' ears if they're even listening to this. Yeah, so you have to get quality fuel. It's not just about the fuel. That's why we say eat healthy and count. This is good for you to reach your goals in a specific time. So, or if you're struggling, some skinny guys will come to me, oh, I've been eating for long and I cannot gain any muscle mass. What's wrong with me? Well, you're not eating enough. No, I'm eating so much. No, you're not. But you're eating what makes you full to you, and you think it's you're eating too much, but you're not. Calorie-wise, maybe you have high metabolism. You don't eat as much as you burn, whether it was from exercise or from metabolism or whatever. So yeah, you should count your calories if you're struggling with gaining weight or if you're struggling with losing weight. Give it a shot. I have a book, and it's on my website, ibrahimjimming.com in Arabic. I have a book in English about this. I'm talking about nutrition in general in that book. And I think we counted the 5 points so far. And I will stop at that point because we have 18 minutes. Okay, so I have another 7 minutes, let's say. 7 minutes. Okay, we can talk about another 2 points. I reached my work location, but it's fine. You guys are more important. Yes, the few of you who are listening to this are more important to me than everything. Okay, not everything. Nothing is more important than my food and my exercise. Sorry. And my family, yeah, my family. Okay, you can park, honey. You can park here, it's easy. So yeah, getting back to our subject. So let's recap a bit, then go forward. What we did mention is cut junk food, cut easy calories, hidden calories. Add protein, fats, and carbs to your diet. And I said, count calories. I hate the fact that I keep saying, because I'm not. I'm sorry. I didn't prepare for this, but I also didn't. I haven't made a podcast since 2 days. Or 3 days, so I don't want to be that guy who starts something and then quits. Okay, so we talked about nutrition in general. I want to add supplement. I want to talk about supplementation in a whole episode on its own, but I will add it as another point. Supplementation is a secondary thing, but sometimes it's necessary when you're working long hours or you have you don't have time to eat. So you can add that, or we are. It's very hard to. It's not hard, but if you're working long hours, as I said, and you hardly have time to go shopping or stuff, sometimes you need the vitamins. You cannot go buy fresh fruits every day or fresh vegetables every day. So it's okay sometimes to add vitamins to your diet, but I don't recommend buying multivitamins. Why is that? Because I think that they are bullshit. People say that multivitamins are good for you, blah blah blah, but maybe they are, but mostly it's bullshit. But yeah, it's, man, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying they promise too much compared to the what they can deliver. You can add fish oils. They are always good anti-inflammations, inflammation. Inflammation. If you don't know what's that, I will talk about it in another episode. But in general, so we need to reduce the inflammation in our bodies as maximum as we could. One of the ways we can do that is by adding good fats like omega-3 and what else? Protein supplement. It's fine. It's fine to add protein supplement if you cannot get your protein intake from normal food. I don't want to go into details in supplementation, okay? I will have that in another episode. So we're done with supplementation. Let's go to the next point. The next point I want to talk about is... So we talked about supplementation, we talked about diet. I don't want to talk about fitness because that's part two. We'll add part two I will add part two, I think tomorrow. I will talk about fitness and I will try to prepare for it. So I'm so sorry about that. Okay, I had something in my mind and then I forgot it. I hate this. I keep getting that. Let's hope it's not Alzheimer's. don't count your... leafy vegetables in your calories count. It's okay, just consume them because they don't spike your insulin. It's fine. What else? I actually went blank when I reached my office. Is it blank or blank? Blank, I think. I went blank. What else? Okay, so I don't want to say keep saying what else because it ran off my mind. I have like 1 minute and a half to finish this. If you're listening to that and you live in UAE, you're welcome to come this Friday for Safa Park. We're having a little barbecue and some fun activities, running, playing rugby, playing tennis. So we're a group of different cultures coming together, having fun, group of friends. You're always welcome to join us. And what else? If I said what else one more time, please stop listening to me. I want you guys to suggest subjects that I could talk about. Someone's gonna hit my car. Very smart, mashallah. Yeah, I want you to suggest what do you want to listen to. I know I'm struggling in the beginnings. I know that my language is not perfect. Bear with me. This time, bear with me. Like this period, I will get better soon, inshallah. And everything needs a practice. That's what I said in my episode 2, I think. Friends? No? Yeah, I think so. Where I said you shouldn't care about what people say in the beginning because you will struggle. but then it's gonna be fine. And see you guys next podcast. Bye.